study,
and play come together on a Windows 11 PC.
And for a limited time, college students get
the best of both worlds.
Get the Unreal College Deal. Everything you need to study and play with select Windows 11 PCs. Eligible students get a year of Microsoft 365 Premium and a year of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate with a custom color Xbox wireless controller. Learn more at windows.com/student offer. While supplies last, ends June 30th. Terms at aka.ms/college PC.
The Stanley Cup Final on ABC is more than a quest for the cup. It's 134 years of putting it all on the line and the heaviest 35 pounds ever lifted. It's broken curses and broken hearts. But for those chasing it, it's everything. The only question is, who will take it? You just have to watch The Stanley Cup Final, presented by GEICO, on ABC and the ESPN app.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
I am a bad man.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Less neat. This is a bad man.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Rams started calling the Browns about Myles Garrett in 2022.
Today's guests: Seahawks wide receiver Cooper Kupp, Rams general manager Les Snead, actor and comedian Patton Oswalt. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show, live on a Wednesday in Los Angeles, California. Cooper Kupp, Les Snead, Patton Oswalt, and you all hanging out with us today at 844-204-RICH. Give us a call. We've got time for you. It's the NBA Finals, Game 1 tonight. I feel like I'm 30 years old again because I was celebrating my 30th birthday in a bar called Denial. Believe it or not, I turned 30 in Denial in New York City in between games of the NBA Finals between the Spurs and the Knicks. Dr. Jack Ramsey was at my birthday party. That actually happened. I feel like I am 30 years young again. NBA Finals begin tonight. Holy crap. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait to talk about it again with you. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. How are you over there, Chris Brock? What's going on?
Great. I'm looking up to see if Denial is still around.
Does it exist?
It doesn't.
That'd be great.
Doesn't appear so.
Okay. Great. Listen, I didn't think I'd start the show this way, but when you turn 30 with Dr. Jack Ramsey and your Uncle Myron all there in the same spot, you know, you're living life. And that's what I did. And I didn't think that the Knicks would make the NBA Finals again against the Spurs this year. But it is happening and it's exciting. And
great.
I say hello to you as well, Jason Feller.
Hey, what's up, Rich?
What's
doing great.
We are one team. Good to see you, TJ Jefferson.
I once had Matthew Stafford at one of my birthday parties. Does that count?
Did you really?
Yeah.
No kidding. Huh.
Long story.
Listen, speaking of Matthew Stafford, he once upon a time was acquired by the Rams in a big trade that everybody went, what? The one thing we didn't – listen – everybody should be as giddy as Sean McVay is right now. Everyone should just live their lives and just be as happy and as smiley as Sean McVay was yesterday. There was no Mr. Grumpy when he was standing and sitting and introducing Myles Garrett. Look at him. Look at Sean McVay.
It's almost like the opposite of the Ty Simpson presser.
It's dude, there was no Mr. Grumpy. Actually, didn't once upon a time Myles Garrett refer to himself as grumpy, you know, like he's a grumpy guy? But, I mean, he's not in Cleveland anymore, with all due respect. He's now with a team that had odds to win the Super Bowl better than most before they acquired him, and now they're the prohibitive favorites to win the Super Bowl, wait for it, in SoFi Stadium, just up the road from here in Los Angeles, California, just like they did after they acquired Matthew Stafford. And here we are again. Here we are again. It's just tough to believe that the Browns did it and the Rams were the ones to basically get them to do it. Because they're the ones who said, here's the Young Turk and Jared Verse along with a 1, 2, and 3 over the next 3 years, which is an excellent package for a team like Cleveland that is chock full of terrific young players who can now all grow up together with Todd Monken being their dad, I guess.
Got the dad jokes.
Oh, dad jokes, everybody. Hey, Miles, hey. Who? What Garrett we talking about? As if there's other
games. Miles?
Well, there was a face-to-face meeting in Rams country between everyone there. Yeah, there was a face-to-face meeting between the coach and Miles Garrett here. And he waived his no-trade clause to do it. Shocker.
You don't say.
Here, let's play this out.
Since
hold on.
Since
let's, no, wait. Let's play this out here. You're Miles Garrett.
Okay,
oh no, you're wait a minute. You're Andrew Berry.
Oh, great.
Of the Cleveland Browns here. Okay.
Great. Okay, great.
And I'm Miles Garrett, and you're asking me about waiving my no trade clause.
Hey, Miles, good to see you. So
good to see you too. Honey.
We're unfortunately we got to do a move.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna be trading you.
Don't tell me who yet. Just tell me.
Would you be willing to waive your no trade clause?
Well, who am I being traded to?
We're gonna send you to the Rams.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. You Where's the pen? Do you have a pen?
Are you sure?
All right, hit it.
Since the very beginning, it's always been about winning, and it just breaks down to, you know, the timing of everything. You know, what does it realistically look like for, you know, to be a winner now, and to have a opportunity to do that, you know, immediately. You know, that was an opportunity that was just, you know, too difficult to pass up. And you know, I always have, you know, love in my heart for Cleveland City, you know, community, and you know, all its players and, you know, everything else. But the opportunity to come here, have a immediate and you know, profound impact on this team. You know, it was you know, something I just, you know, had to move forward with.
Oh yeah, he's going to have a profound impact, all right. And he's going to have situations where he's being asked to protect leads week in, week out. When was the last time that happened for him? With consistency. They did make the playoffs a couple years ago with Joe Flacco as their quarterback. And then they go into Houston, and that was a one-and-done situation.
They won a playoff game. They beat Pittsburgh.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean.
So very rarely is he just like, hey, just like the last 3 weeks, come on in and wrap this thing up for us, will you, Miles? You know? The video of Caleb Williams fading back to Indiana to launch a you can't believe this type touchdown to push overtime in the NFC divisional game, for instance. What if Miles Garrett's the one trying to track him down? Will he be able to fade back that far? Miles was asked about playing in situations where he's late in the game with a lead, with consistency, and whether he feels that might lead to, actually, wait for it, more sacks.
I mean, that did play into the decision as well. Knowing I have the ability, you know, late game to pin my ears back, not just because we need a play to be made, but because we have the lead, and you know, it's obvious passing downs, being able to, you know, make those game-changing plays to win the game for us. You know, those are things that appeal to me. I'm sure appeal to all of us as D-linemen. So that is something I really look forward to.
Yeah. What about leaving Cleveland, though? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh, but it's played out. Like I said, he's just had the greatest, arguably, season, single season of any defensive player ever in the history of the league. Most sacks. Unanimous defensive player of the year. And his Cleveland Browns team chose sixth overall. Leaving Cleveland. Hit it.
No, definitely have to sleep on it. I don't take my time in Cleveland for granted. No, I did, you know, love being there. With, you know, my family had become, you know, really a part of the community. You know, you definitely had to start to plant roots, had a, you know, home, and you know, just becoming, you know, friends with, you know, all the people in your neighborhood, and, you know, getting to know people and getting out, and, you know, just feeling like this is, you know, your second home. You know, this stuff like that, you know, it tears at you to leave and to, you know, to break away. But, you know, that's just a part of the things you learn and have to, you know, adjust to as you grow up and learn you have to move on.
I'm wondering if Miles even knows that the Rams originated in Cleveland. 1936 is when they were founded. They won the 1945 NFL championship game, by the way. And the Browns were born. So I'm just
thinking.
How many people even knew that? Just I don't know. I don't know why I wanted to go history lesson there.
I did not.
There you go. Yeah. So he's got a chance now to grow in Los Angeles, he says. Hit it.
I see a position to solidify myself here as well, you know, among the very greats. Now, I still have plenty of great years in front of me, and being able to cement that legacy not only as a football city here in LA, but as an individual, winning, DPOY and a Super Bowl or more. Now, those things are definitely pressing on my mind, and I have definitely a bit of urgency to do it and do it right away.
So my son Cooper, who thinks I'm a passionate Rams fan, accuses me of that all the time. 15-year-old young man, still very impressionable.
Beyond his ears.
He said to me, and the reason why I'm going all in on this for many reasons, is he said to me, "Dad, is Myles Garrett the greatest player in the NFL to be traded ever?"
Yes.
And I'm like, Uncle Marshall, who he's referred to in this house many times, Marshall Faulk, he got traded. Eric Dickerson got traded.
Those guys weren't at that level yet.
To make that case, Favre got traded. Steve Young got traded. But a guy who's like in his ninth year, clearly first ballot Hall of Famer, coming off of the greatest season, arguably, of any defensive player, certainly for anybody who's a pass rusher. Did the Rams just pull off the trade involving the greatest player in the history of the NFL to ever be traded? Others were free agents, let go. Did that just happen?
I mean, Favre was traded at the end of his career. You're talking about a trade of a player
in his prime. Eric Dickerson, man.
Peak of his powers.
Eric Dickerson.
Peak of his powers.
Went from the Rams to the Colts in 1987 and 84. He set the single season record with 2,105 yards. He won Offensive Player of the Year in 86. And then there was a contract dispute. He got traded to the Colts in Halloween of 87.
So that was a trade deadline deal?
Yes, indeed.
What was the haulback?
Three firsts. Which is why people in Cleveland are like, we didn't get, it's different times. Totally different times.
Well, yeah, obviously.
But you got Jared Verse back, who, by the way, you're going to love. There'll be lots of Verse jerseys in the dog pound, for instance. McCaffrey got traded. Randy Moss got traded. But Randy was just like apparently, wasting away in Raiderville. And there were some thoughts that he was been good. On his last legs.
Yeah, he had not been good.
Is Myles Garrett the greatest player to ever be traded in the history of the NFL? And did the Rams already, with a team that almost made the Super Bowl, 5 minutes from making the Super Bowl last year, with the MVP quarterback, who they also acquired in a shocker trade a few years ago, is he the greatest player to be traded ever? And I turn to Cooper, and I'm like, he very damn well could be.
Sure, why not? Yeah.
He's going to be the all-time sack leader when he retires. Yeah, he definitely is. We're talking about one of the handful of greatest pass rushers we've ever seen.
At age 30, being acquired with years left on a contract, and him saying, I've still got more years to go, and a chip on his shoulder wanting to win multiple chips. Unreal. So when he strolls in and He's like his number 95 from Puna Ford. He gets it. But the question is how much did it cost him? This was a fun exchange.
It was just a conversation. And, no, it didn't take too much.
Conversation and a couple bucks?
Maybe more than a couple, but he was open to it, and I understood that, you know, there had been some other numbered trades, you know, before me, so I based my decision off of that. But, no, he understood, and now I'm glad to be sticking with the 95.
Sean is out of his mind. Les is still playing poker. Les doesn't stop playing poker. No.
Sean McVay has kids and has won a Super Bowl.
Yes. Wife as well.
Do you think yesterday was the greatest day of his life?
Looked like it.
I don't think I've ever seen him happier.
It's crazy.
You know, like compose himself for a second there.
I mean, well, actually, wait a minute. If you're saying anything football related would become the best day of his life, the best day of his life might be then if Aaron Donald says, I want to come back to play.
Well, I think that's how we need to.
You were upset that this was brought up.
I wanted to save it for
Overreaction Monday, but we pushed Overreaction Monday because of this moment.
Yeah, and
this trade went down, right?
Talking about it, but. Yeah, I think we all need to prepare
ourselves. It's now becoming more and more possible because he hasn't shot it down when it's been asked of him by various media folk.
Exactly. Now, and if he comes back, now this trade becomes a Jared Verse, a first, a second, and a third for Aaron Donald and Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
That's now what the trade becomes.
Aaron Donald otherwise is just like going about his life.
So two of the, I don't know, a dozen greatest defensive players ever are now back on the same team?
Well, not yet. But it's real enough to ask the question of Sean McVay in the press conference on Tuesday.
Here's what I would tell you guys overall, too, is, you know, Aaron's a guy that I stay really close in touch with, and I know the respect that he has for Miles. Talk to him about the opportunity to be able to bring him on board. If Aaron decides he wants to dust him off at the age of 35, I bet you he could still do it at a pretty high clip.
I mean,
I think.
Now, how does it work? How does it work? Who has to call whom? Do the Rams call and get a heat check? Do they send a trusted player and teammate to go get that heat check? Or is it just McVay just calling up and saying, hey, man? Or is it less? Because that's one way to generally manage the situation. More is more, people. More is more in the NFL. There's no such thing as less is more. More is more. Unless the less is Snead. More is more. That's why we're seeing another Avengers movie coming out this fall. You know? There's not enough Avengers in the Avengers Doomsday movie.
Well, it's Spider-Man. Like
not enough.
A month.
More is more. Let's get them all. Let's get them all. Now, while we got the muscle, that's what the NFL is all about. Full Frank Pantangeli from Godfather Part 2.
Let's get them all. Let's hit them all now while we got the muscle.
That's what Les Snead is bringing to the Rams. That's what Myles Garrett brings to the Rams. And if Aaron Donald can do it, you do it. What do you want, Aaron? With all due respect to, you know, the guys who he would be playing and taking playing time from. But Les is the guy who's basically saying to everyone in the Rams, make room for more. Because we're not satisfied. That's why they kicked more than just a tire on A.J. Brown. They would have been able to. Davante Adams is a future Hall of Famer.
They would have traded.
They would have had to have done that.
Yeah.
But instead, Adams is probably just like looking in the mirror going, I am very glad that fell apart. Because he's here, and so is Myles Garrett. Arguably the best player that's ever been traded in the history of the National Football League. You could make the argument. We just talked about it at length. What does Cooper Kupp think about it? How did that land in the Seattle Seahawks locker room? He's next. Then Les Snead will join us at the top of the next hour. And then Patton Oswalt will stroll into our studio. In between, I've got my power rankings.
Oh.
of the most influential figures of the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Notice the way I parsed that. I didn't say players. Most influential figures.
Figures.
Of the NBA Finals.
Let's do it.
Here we go. No contest wrestling later on. Maybe Generalissimo O'Shea Jackson Jr. will join us in time. Cooper Kupp is next. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rich Eisen here. Take a second and look at your city's calendar. Everywhere I go, there's always something coming up. Games, concerts, conventions, tournaments, the kind of events that bring people in from all over. And when that happens, you can feel it. More energy, more fans, and a whole lot more people looking for a place to stay. So here's something to think about. If your city has that kind of buzz, if big events are on the way, listing your space on Airbnb could be a great opportunity. If you're already planning to be out of town or you've got a trip coming up, why not make your place work for you while you're gone? You've got the space and you're not using it. It could be earning you some extra cash. I know when I travel for these big events, I'm not just looking for a place to crash. I want something comfortable and safe, a place that allows me to experience the city like a local. And that's exactly what you can do by offering to list your space. No big lifestyle change, no long-term commitment, just making smart use of the space you already have. So the next time your city draws a crowd, think about listing your space on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. He is a two-time Super Bowl champ, and he is kind enough to join us here early June from the home of the Super Bowl champs in Seattle. Ladies and gentlemen, wide receiver Cooper Kupp is here on the program. How are you doing, Cooper?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Dude, what's life like for you first week of June here? What do we got? What's it like?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, the weather up here is amazing. Oh. The QB room here, the QBs just have a monopoly on the best room in house. They're looking out over the lake. There's eagles flying around outside. It's just
what?
It's it. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, you got it, there. This we're on Hard Knocks this year, and I'm sure there'll be a whole segment on the real estate of the QB room.
No, yep. I've been to the beautiful facility there, but I've never been in the QB room. Mm-hmm. So what do you mean? Wide receivers on a window?
One whole wall of the QB room looks out over the lake. Like it's amazing. Looking out over Mercer Island, you got the eagles flying around out there. You got the 12 flag laying out there. It's just it's a fantastic place to come to work.
So when you say the Eagles, like Jalen Hurts is out there? Is that what you're saying?
No, yeah. I mean, in the trees.
You're breaking news?
Yeah, Hurts up there.
Okay.
I mean, okay. I mean, Brown was there. He wasn't there today, but you got guys. All kinds of.
A.J. Brown was there on Monday, and now he's just suddenly not there anymore. That's pretty weird. Well, that's wild. And I do love this time of year because obviously it's a little bit of a chillax, but you're beginning to ramp it up, right? Like this is and you know, this is going to be the conversation certainly in places like mine is how do the Seahawks run it back? That's going to be the conversation. So how do we answer such a question, Cooper Kupp?
Yeah. Well, I think, I've got the luxury of having gone through, you know, what this off season was, right? I mean, you go through and you reach the mountaintop, you achieve your goals, and then you go through an off season, you come back here, and everyone wants to talk about what happened the year before, but it's all about moving forward. I mean, you just like any other year, you got to learn from the things that happened the year before. And regardless of how good the season went, there's so much to improve on, so much to fix, so many things that were left on the table. And you have to continually improve. It's just the way, that's why the NFL is the way it is. It's why the NFL is, in my opinion, the best sports league in the world, is because things just keep moving forward. Teams keep adapting. There's no stagnancy. If you're stagnant for a moment, you're going to get passed up. And so going through that's all about moving forward. It's all about looking ahead, improving on the processes that we had established last year, taking those and reestablishing them, building them, refining them, and competing. You come out here in OTAs and, man, like, we're competing. We're using all the time. I mean, the PA's on us about the times. Like, we're going to be fulfilling every minute that is available. We're going to be competing against each other. We're going to be challenging each other, and we've been doing that up to this point. It's been really fun being up here for this OTAs, and guys are chomping at the bit to get back to work.
So let me ask you this question, Cooper Kupp. Are you leading the way in terms of talking to people about what it's like to repeat? Are you leading that way at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm certainly available to share if people have questions. I mean, I think Mike's done a great job of understanding that and then taking that from a very early point in the offseason, saying, hey, this is being able to recognize real quickly how fleeting this moment is. You win the Super Bowl, you know, a few days goes by and you're like, man, now it's all about next year. Like, you have to move forward. You have to be able to take that. Like, man, that was really fun. Here we go. Let's start planning, start getting things in order for this next year and setting things up and challenging stuff. I mean, the coach is working all offseason to make sure when we come here for OTAs, there's things figured out. There's new plans. There's new wrinkles. There's things that we're going to, you know, tinker with. There's things that we're going to tighten up. And, he didn't need any help from me, Bill, getting all that stuff, all that messaging, all that stuff put together. But I'm certainly here. If there's anyone that wants to talk about it, I'm here and able to share, you know, the importance of it and be able to point things out when things aren't up to the standard, and when people do start to step back, saying, hey, no, this is all about stepping forward. Everything's about stepping forward. As soon as you take a step back, as soon as you stop moving, you're going to get passed up.
I'm obviously referring to Mike being the head coach, Mike McDonald here. And, you know, prior to your arrival, he arrived, and his opening speech to the team is the stuff of legend, because he spoke a ton into existence. He basically gave everyone a roadmap of what he expected and what to expect, and it happened. And so my question for you is, what did he say this time around that you're willing to share to start things off, Cooper?
Oh, yeah, he just got up there and started prophesizing and, putting it all on the table. No, it's just like, you know, I think it's the same thing, you know, because what he's saying is really, you know, it's universal truths about this game and what it takes to go out there and achieve your goals. And there's actually a UW coach, old UW coach here in Seattle that, I read his book, and I think one of the things that he said, he's like, you have to pay the awful price. Pay the awful price in the offseason. It's going to take work. Whatever it is that you want to achieve, anything that's worth achieving is going to be really hard to do. And when Mike got here and he laid out all these things, like what the plan was and what it was going to look like and the style it was going to look like and how we were going to operate, all these things are just, I mean, that's, there's not, you could, it's not, it's not, it's not, you know, super complicated. It's very simple, but it's not easy. You're right. Like, there's very simple things that we know are true, but they are not easy to do. And so it's like, hey, let's step into this and say, we're just going to lean into doing the simple things at a very high level. We're going to show up and we're going to work. We're going to challenge each other. We're going to talk honestly with one another. And we're going to make this a very challenging place to come in and play. We're going to be one unit. You know, you come here, we're going to punch people in the mouth. That's what we want to do. And, he's taken all those things. He's made it very real, very visceral for us, and something that we get to see, each and every day, and that we're challenged then to live out every single day. So he just came back in this year, to make a long story short, and just doubled down. Like, hey, this is how we operate. This is who we are. This is what we're going to be about. And you step in here, you guys are going to make this come alive. And we're going to be able to go day by day and go achieve what we want to.
Two-time Super Bowl champ Cooper Kupp here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's the offense looking like with Brian Flory now in charge and, you know, Clint Kubiak now in charge of the Vegas Raiders? And, you know, that's usually another thing that a Super Bowl winning team has to deal with is coaching staffs rated and rosters changed and things like that. What can you tell us about the offense, Cooper?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. There's new stuff. There's new wrinkles. There's new things that, you know, that he's had from his, you know, more extended time down in San Francisco. You know, Clint had his time in San Francisco, but he also had, you know, time in Minnesota at this time as the OC when he was in New Orleans. And so there's just like there was different stuff there. And then there's stuff that, you know, Brian's bringing over and stuff that he's making his own, stuff that he wants to push, that wants to be a part of, you know, what the Seattle Seahawks are going to be this year. And so it's been fun to go through and learn and to be able to challenge each other. And so it's nice because I think one of the hardest things is the complacency that comes in when you know an offense, right? You like, man, I know all this already. You come into OTAs and you aren't studying your playbook maybe as much as you should because you're like, oh, I already know all these plays from last year. Well, you can't do that because there's enough nuance, there's enough change, there's enough stuff going on that's like, hey, no, you got to be in your stuff. You got to make sure you're on your P's and Q's, that you're spending the time necessary to make sure when you come into work that you know this stuff and are dialing it in, right? There's enough detail and all these different things that really challenge guys to come in and be ready to go out there and make these plays come alive. So it's been really good and enjoying just building it. It's been a fun thing to kind of put together and feel like you're kind of building it all together and making it our own again.
And I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway, Cooper Kupp. I'm going to do it. Is Sam Darnold any different as a Super Bowl winning quarterback coming in differently, different way carrying himself? He's now a married man. What do you got for me on that front?
No, not that much different. I mean, he's the same guy. I was trying to think of a good joke, but I couldn't think of anything.
It's okay. You leave that to me. You catch. You just be yourself. You just be your smart, erudite self. It's all good. Yeah. I'll do that.
I know, you're the office funny guy. I know. I let you do your job. he's been great. I mean, he's still like he's a robot, and that he's just like, he comes in, he's like, man, I want things to be perfect. I want things to be dialed in. I need the details. I need the why. Let's go. How much better can we be? And he's like that from day one. Just that's who Sam is. So, same Sam. I got nothing. He did play a little more golf, I think, OTAs than before. Okay. So there's that.
Well, I mean, he gets the view. He gets the golf,
yeah.
Right?
He gets the view. He gets the golf. He says game's coming together. So
okay.
I haven't seen it, but apparently.
All right.
Allegedly.
All right. We'll keep an eye on all of that. And, you know, another challenge that defending champs need to deal with is the target on the back from all other 31 teams, especially those in the division. I'm sure it was not lost upon you. Your old team acquired somebody potentially very significant in terms of difference making. Miles Garrett is now a Los Angeles Ram. How did that news hit you, Cooper Kupp?
Yeah, obviously huge news yesterday. I don't think anyone, maybe you in your all-knowingness saw that coming, but
nope.
I mean, look, real good football player. I think Jared Verse is a really good football player. So, you know, whoever it was that we're going to have to line up against, they're going to be really good. You know, I think the Rams have a real good football team over there. They've, you know, made some moves this offseason. You know, but like you said, you know, whatever, target on your back, whatever, every team's going to show up in the NFL. Your teams are going to show up ready to go. Like they're going to show up wanting to beat you, regardless of what you did or who you are or whatever it is. Like teams want to beat the people across them. That's just what it is. Mm-hmm. So, anything that's said on top of that is all, you know, whatever. It doesn't hold any weight. Like, yeah, everyone's bringing it. I get it. So it's going to be a fun year. I think there's a lot of good football teams out there and, going to be real competitive.
You know, you put it all together here. And, if you don't mind me turning you into a pundit, but there's a logic conversation that thinks that Aaron Donald might be sitting at home going, I wouldn't mind playing with him.
I already texted him and told him that he's not allowed. So we're good.
Oh,
Wait, what?
Pardon me? What happened?
Cooper? No, I just texted Aaron and said, yeah, I said, don't even think about it. And I just left it at that. So we're good. And I'm not worried about it because he's not.
So I told him he can't. You stopped
it? I already nipped it in the bud. No one has to worry. It's all set.
So the Avengers are not going to unite for Doomsday? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I love Aaron. Aaron's he's such a good football player. Great dude. Loved taking the field with him down there in LA. I don't know what's going to happen. That would be crazy. He is a very good football player, and I don't care whatever how old he is, how long he's not played, whatever. Like Aaron Donald's Aaron Donald. But yeah, it doesn't matter because I told him he can't.
Well done. Good job, Cooper.
Guys, Cooper Kupp has nipped it in the bud. It's not happening.
Nipped it in the bud.
Over.
Breaking news out of Seattle. Okay. There we go on that front. Before I let you go, is there any rumors within the building of what the Super Bowl ring is going to look like at all? Any conversation on that front, Cooper?
Yeah, so I know Jason of Beverly Hills.
Okay,
he's doing the rings.
Okay,
so I've got a pretty good feel. I've got a pretty good feel for what's
you
coming.
I do,
but I'm not telling. I haven't told anyone. I have told nobody. Huh. So I'm looking forward to. I think there's going to be. I don't know the whole picture. I think there's been key details that have been redacted, but I've got a good feel for it. But I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. All right. Does it open? And does it?
I can't start saying things. I haven't told anyone, so I'm not going to come on your radio show and then just tell everybody.
But it's a radio TV show. You know what I mean? It's not just a. Yeah. You know what I mean? You
know, yeah.
It's both.
It's almost worse that way.
Okay. All right, so you know the details. You've already told Aaron Donald he's not allowed to come back and play with Myles Garrett for the Rams. We got that. One last thing, because this one's for me. Okay. At the Combine, I'm obsessed with the football on a stick. You know, that they put the football on the stick and they use it to simulate the snaps. I can't get enough of it. There it is. I'm holding it. Mike Mayock couldn't, you know, enough of it is what he did. He basically quit NFL Network to go run the Raiders because I was so obsessed about it.
Yeah.
Did I see a photograph of a helmet on a stick?
There's a helmet on a stick. But this is what we're talking about here is the equivalent of football AI. It is taking just all of the, like, it is the...
What?
Like, no, I can't. I can no longer, you know, bend over and snap the ball or get on a knee and snap the ball. Like, I would rather stand up and just move the ball with my, like, hand.
Right.
You're right. Like,
sure.
The helmet thing. Like, I'd rather not, like, have to do anything physical. I'm just going to hold a stick out there and do it. It's just we're letting the football, like, as well, it's just the stick is becoming the AI, right? It's taking everyone's, like, you don't have to do, don't work hard. Don't want to work hard. You guys take it easy. You coaches, you guys sitting around working hard all day, sitting there,
right?
Working and sitting there. Like, I don't want you to have to come out there and do any physical activity. Just hold the stick. Hold the stick either on the ground or, you know, horizontally. And there you go.
And this is simulating you to stiff arm somebody? Is that what it is?
Yes, that is a stiff arm. Oh. That is a stiff arm to this a stick.
Oh.
Stiff arm to the stick helmet. Look, I'm not a fan of it. I also don't like that someone's making money putting various football objects on the end of sticks. There's an industry. There's a market. I'm telling you, anyone can make it. Anyone can make it in this world. You just find a stick, put objects on them, see if someone pays for it, and you're a millionaire.
Okay.
Millionaire.
Fantastic. Yeah, next we'll have JSN on a stick. Maybe he's the one paying for it. You know what I mean? Maybe he's the one behind it.
I wouldn't advocate putting humans on the ends of sticks, but you just find any inanimate object and put it on the end of a stick and see what happens.
Understood. Very good. All right. Well, keep an eye out for Hard Knocks to see that beautiful view outside of the through the quarterback window. There's a windowless room for the receivers, Cooper? Is that what it is?
We're a windowless tank in there. Damn. It's just,
That's
awesome. Actually only... The D-line and the QBs are the only ones that get a view, actually. Actually, the only people that get windows. No one else gets windows. They get windows overlooking the lake.
Mm. What'd you get Darnold for his wedding?
He's good. He's so good.
He's good.
Nothing. He has a view. What else do you need? He's got the view.
Point.
Cooper Kupp, a delight to chat with you. Thanks again for the time, man. We'll do this again real soon. I do hope to see you shortly.
Sounds good.
That is Cooper Kupp, everybody. Sure. Two-time Super Bowl champ and the only man we've ever found who could stop Aaron Donald from doing anything he wants right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Well,
oh, wow.
It's over. The dream is over. Yeah, Aaron Donald's not coming back. Maybe so should close. I'm sorry to direct through the microphone. Maybe we should cut that up and play that exchange for Les Snead. Hey, man. Cooper Kupp already.
Cooper Kupp said it's over, so you know
Aaron Donald.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Put the 99 jerseys away.
Fun stuff right there. Fun stuff in the NFC West. Les Snead's making the media tour. He's stopping by us in about 17 minutes' time. He's on Coward right now. Remember we once upon a time got Andy Reid right off of him and Colin kept him too long? They started complaining. Come on, Colin.
Let's go.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Les Snead's coming. We're taking your calls when we come back.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Let's go to Jerry in Columbus, Ohio. First in, first up. What's up, Jerry? Jerry, you there?
Hello.
Jerry, if you're watching on TV, you got to turn the TV down. You there, Jerry?
You caught me by surprise.
What's going on?
Hey, change of pace. Basketball.
Okay, go for it.
I'm a Brooklyn boy. Going all out for the Knicks, but I don't think they're going to pull it.
Why is that?
No answer for Wemby. And historic perspective. When people talk about the greatest ever, it's that they have seen, right? Mm-hmm. Like in football, no one mentions Jim Brown anymore. Mm-hmm. Best ball player I ever saw in my life.
Sure.
I played 17 years. Basketball. Are we seeing the next Wilt Chamberlain, who is the greatest basketball player I ever saw, going back, back to the old days? He was unstoppable. Wemby keeps playing on his offense, working on it, which he will, and bulks up over time. His baby.
I know.
Ain't you nothing like it.
By the way, Jerry, that is a great word for it, which is damn. You know what I mean?
Because, exactly.
Because you run out. You run out of
but
words.
We're on the 7 second delay, so it's okay. Right?
That one's fine,
Jerry. You also sound like a station in your life where you're out of F's to give anyway. But listen, bottom line is, I never saw Wilt play like you did. But having, conversations with people like yourself who did, and having, studied best I could on this front, the fact that, he and Bill Russell at the time, right, they were so great in their own ways and so great physically and mentally, but they were great as well because there was really no one else in the league that was as big as they were and as athletic as they were at the time that they were playing. And the thing that might be the case about Wembanyama, and thank you for the call, Jerry, is that he might be the same way like Wilt in that there's no one else like him in the league at a time where the league may be the most athletic it's ever been and gets more and more athletic with freakish abilities every single year. Didn't you think when Giannis came in, it's like, this is the guy that's breaking the mold and there'll be we're not going to see anything like him. And then Wembanyama's giving him his beard hold.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure this is the top. You're not going to see anyone bigger than
you won't see somebody 7'6 one day.
He's 7'13, which O'Shea pointed out.
As Jerry said, damn. You know what I mean? Like that pull up three in game one to beat the Spurs. Damn. The one that he throws down over Chet Holmgren in game seven. Damn. The one that he hits from half court in to give the Spurs
going into halftime. Yeah.
You know, that game, basically, they wrapped it after that shot in halftime. It was like game Damn. Four.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Like, that's it. Every single time. And the Knicks, I guess, who's their damn guy? Is it Brunson? Right? Who would be their damn
yeah,
guy?
Like, probably.
They have
right?
I don't think they have that
probably.
Guy.
No, they don't have that guy. They're more of a complete team. I just think, like, me and Giannis aren't even in the same realm. Giannis was a relatively unknown when he was drafted, middle of the first round. It took him four seasons
right.
before he averaged 20 points a game. We're now in, we've known who Wemby was since he was early teenager, first pick of the draft. Now it's year three and he's in the finals and they're the favorites.
And the thing about him, too, that differentiates him is what's inside, the fire that burns. You know, that looking at SGA winning the MVP trophy that he wanted
yeah.
and then winning that game one and then eventually winning the series by also being part of the evisceration of Chet Holmgren, who apparently he's had an issue with since their teenage years, is his, and I took that personally, last dance moment.
Mm-hmm.
I keep on mentioning Jordan for a reason. And I understand there's no trophies in the case yet. Mm. And I hope this isn't this moment where he's standing in the way of the Knicks, just like Jordan did all those years. But he has this burning desire combined with remarkable physical attributes that is Jordan-esque.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.